All right, Mike, thanks for the information. Thanks for the reminder. I have it on the calendar, but I'm not in a mindset to remember on a Wednesday night, so we'll be there. All right, top of the list. We're going to go to WADW standby, KC8SDL. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KC8YVF, WADW. Okay, a lot of stuff going on. We went camping, and we spent some time up in the UP, went to Tuckwallon Falls, and went to Whitefish Point, and did a lot of walking anyway. Had fun up there. Come home, and been trying to unpack and get everything back to normal again, so that's about my story. So we were going to activate a Parks and Air, but we did not do it this time. So anyway, a lot of people up at the state park up there. That's all I got, and this will be my only one there, Ron. So I'll just say 73s, catch everyone down the log. And thanks for doing it. KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave. I'm glad you had a good time up north camping there. Me, I was, again, home working on things around the house on Saturday. Sunday, we had... my son-in-law had a race out in Owosso, so we left, had to be out there by about 2:30. Didn't get back home till almost 9 o'clock, so it was a long day out there. He didn't have his regular guys with him, the rest of the team. It was just him, so I volunteered his pit crew, helped him out the best I could. So my daughter and two grandkids were also part of the pit crew, and myself, but he's got also, you know, some of the other racers and that if he needed help, helped out as well. So that's a good thing. Had a lot of fun, but it was a hot one. Most of the time the races are later in the evening, start at 6 o'clock and go to about 10 out in Birch Run, but out in Owosso, this was a mid-afternoon, started at 3 o'clock. And so it was right at the height of the heat. And it was, the sun was a-baking you, that's for sure. So that... was fun, but it was hot. All right, next up on the list, KC8SDL and standby in ADUI.
Good evening, everyone. KC8YVF in the group. Hugh Charlie Easton, Doug Lee, and Robin Bay City. Yeah, very good. Yeah, had a pretty good weekend. I did a lot of preparatory work. I'm going to West France, as you guys all know, for the Pioneer Power Gas Engine Tractor Show. I'm going to go up Wednesday, late Wednesday afternoon to get set up, and I'll get my exhibit set up and everything, and my tent pitched, and hopefully we won't have much rain to haul Hilton there, but I hear it might just be on and off rain, nothing to wash out, so this is the first time it's been set up in rain. Other than that, on the 6th of July here, Mike, KDMH, paid a visit to the ancient museum, to a railroad museum, saying, oh, it's kind of neat. He hung out with us for a few hours and got to see me fire up a couple locomotives, or actually one locomotive. We made a move with it. He enjoyed that. It was really nice he was there. And unfortunately, to be seen, we had an incident. Somebody tried to set fire to one of our old wooden boxcars. Luckily, the neighbor across the street seen it, called the museum director, and said, no, we're not doing any burning. So the fire department was called. They got it out and everything, but yeah, you could see they even found a lighter right next to the boxcar where they tried to, you know, light it off there. So yeah, it's a shame, Ron. Vandalism I have no use for, but no damage to anything, just but they did get it to burn a little bit. So other than that, yeah, like I said, again, looking forward to the Pioneer Power Tractor Show up in West France. That's next week, 18th to the 20th of July here. So, okay, I hope the weather's going to be pretty good. Yeah, right now my phone shows 81 degrees. I can believe it. It's hotter than 80s out there. So, it's tough why I'm not running my Heathkit or Wonderful Swan. I'm running my Kenwood. 3 juices versus 20, a lot better with only 3 juices out of 20. It's too dad burn hot. Okay, I hand it back to you, Ron. I'll be around for the second ground. KC, YVF in the group. The old Charlie, Susan, and Leon. Take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob. Yeah, have fun at the show there in West Branch. So that should be a lot of fun. And sorry about the boxcar and that. Yeah, people just can't leave things alone. That's for sure. It's always something going on. It's too bad that those things have to happen in that. And yeah, for me, Saturday, today we were supposed to have new windows put in the house. So Saturday we spent most of the day moving things, taking down blinds out of the windows, moving things outside, moving furniture to get things away from the windows so they could do the installation and that. And the guys were supposed to be here about 8 o'clock. They got here about 8:45, just two of them. They backed the trailer in. They said, okay, let's come in and take a check, make sure these are going to fit. And they started measuring the windows to what they had on the sheet. And every one of the windows was anywhere from a half to 3/4 of an inch, somewhere in there, too large for the opening. So nothing got installed today. They had to go back to the company and have all 14 windows remade in the correct sizes. So they said, yeah, the guy that measured for you came measure these. He no longer works for the company. He messed too many up. Well, he messed up our job as well. So we spent, today off from work. I spent today afterwards putting the house back together. So reinstalling the blinds, putting all the furniture back. We're still not at that point where everything's back. So we'll be another day or so. I'm back to work tomorrow. So when I get home, Thursday will be the next day because I'm gone tomorrow night and we got the board meeting on Wednesday. So Thursday will be my next chance to help my wife try and get things back in order around here. And probably in another month or so, we got to do this all over again. So not looking forward to that. All right, next up on the list, NADUI, standby NAKPR. Good evening, Tom.